Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome. Well, I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining me today in the studio is Pat and Chris, and we are excited about today's program and excited about encouraging you. My goodness, here we are. So many things are happening around the world. And I tell you, if you just pay attention, if you just pay attention and watch closely, you can see prophetic fulfillment every time you turn around.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that are happening in the earth today are things that just amaze me. Because it used to take a long time to see a lot of these things come to pass. It used to take a long time to see where this dot connected that dot. But now we're seeing almost daily just prophetic fulfillment everywhere. And right now we want to encourage you to continue to pray. Listen, if you have missed VFN Radio last couple of days, we want to encourage you. I mean, yesterday and last week, we talked about prophecy. Are you about to be drafted for a war? You don't want to miss this segment. You don't want to miss this. You want to get this in on the inside of you because you're going to need it. You're going to need it for the days and for the weeks and even for the months to come. And there's also a segment I want you to listen to. It's called Prophecy: America's Guns Are Pointed Towards Damascus, Syria, While America's Hearts Are Turned Away from God. Listen, right now, Congress, I mean, you know, Secretary John Kerry was before Congress yesterday, and they were talking to the Senate, and they're really trying to get this agreement for this strike, and it looks like, I mean, the Congress is going to pass this. I mean, they're speaking that a lot of the leaders have come forth yesterday. I know John McCain came forth, Senator Lindsey Graham, John Boehner, Cantor, a lot of the heads and leaders are getting behind the president. And we really want to pray. You're looking at guns being pointed in the direction of Syria, which Syria is like a hat on top of Israel if you're looking geographically. But as they're pointing in that direction, I mean, what's in front of Syria is Israel. And we want to pray for the safety of Israel. I saw where they were doing an interview and they asked a Syrian woman, "Are you concerned?" She was out in the market and she says, "I'm not concerned. In Israel, they're the ones getting gas masks." And so you see like this false confidence in the air. And right now it's a time of humility, you know, upon Cantor and John Boehner coming out and publicly speaking. The stock market just went, all the gains went straight down. Just went straight down. And so it's a time to be humble. I mean, really, it's a time to seek the Lord. It's not a time to be moving in any kind of pride. And just because things are happening in the Middle East, don't remove yourself from that. Don't remove yourself and say, "Oh, that's just happening over there." Listen, it's for us here to be watchful, to be prayerful, and to be humble and dependent on the Lord. This is not the right time. There's never a right time, but this is not the right time to be outside of the will of God, to be in any kind of rebellion, to be in any kind of sin. Because let me tell you something, things are about to shift. Things are about to turn. You want to be right with God.
Yeah.
You want to be right with God. We are just days away from September 11th and the attack that happened 12 months ago in Benghazi. We have military warships that are in the Mediterranean. We have Congress. We have the president. We have all of these talks going forth right now. Right now. And at any moment, a decision can be made. I mean, obviously, a vote has to be taking place, but they are accelerating. You know, and my understanding is that the president wants to have this resolved within a week.
Wow.
Within a week. Mm. And then he has his summit that's going in Russia. You get all these things that are happening. This is the time to be humble and the time to pray. And as we're looking at all these things unfold, today is Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. And the Feast of Trumpets. And this is an amazing time because this is what's happening in Israel. You look at the calendar of events, and it's the blowing of the shofar. The blowing of the shofar. I want you to listen to the shofar as today marks Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Wow, I love the sound of the shofar. I love the sound of the trumpet blast. I remember when I was in Israel, I had a chance to go to Israel, and it was an awesome time. Changed my life. Hmm. But while I was there, I was able to purchase a shofar, a ram's horn. It wasn't a real long one, but it was a smaller one. And it's one of my treasured possessions from my trip there. And I still blow it, and it's just wonderful to have. But to think that today, Rosh Hashanah, as CBN reports, that it's the Jewish New Year, and it's a joyful time because it represents the hope of the future redemption of Israel. Mm. And we talked about that. What's going on, it's not about Syria. Listen, this is about Israel. This is about Israel and Israel being surrounded by her enemies. If you listened yesterday, we talked about how the Arab League is comprised of 22 countries. Really, right now, I heard active 19 countries that literally surround Israel. And the analogy that was compared to yesterday was if you stretched out all the countries, and we have a picture of this on the torch, on a football field, that the rest of these countries would look like, you know, the entire field in Israel would represent an inch on this football field. I mean, they cover all of North Africa, the top of North Africa, and now to the other side of Israel. And you look at what's happening. Listen, this is Rosh Hashanah. This marks the beginning of the High Holy Days, and it falls it falls on the first day of the seventh month, according to the Hebrew calendar, and it's normally celebrated in the first week of September. In 1909, by the way, it fell on September 11th. And
when was that?
In 1999. And it basically ushers, what it does, it ushers in the 10 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And we just want to stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters on this day. We believe for the redemption of Israel, for the Redeemer is here. And we believe that God is going to protect the apple of God's eye, today and forever. Listen, America is not even written about in the end, but Israel is. We're talking about Jerusalem, the holy city. This city still remains in the end.
Yeah.
And you're watching, you're listening today, events that are happening that have biblical and eternal significance. And you got to wake yourself up. You got to be alert and you got to be awake. You got to know what is happening. Because the truth of the matter is that you can sleep. You can sleep right through prophetic happenings. You can sleep right through the most awesome moves of God. You can miss, believe it or not, you can miss what God is doing on the face of the earth. I think about when Jesus walked on the face of the earth and he ministered so powerfully, Pat, I mean, powerfully. Jesus was amazingly popular. I mean, crowds gathered everywhere he ministered. I mean, it was just amazing. But yet, so many people missed, in particular, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. These were those that claim to know God.
Mm, yeah.
Think about that. People that claim to know God totally missed God when God showed up. And the only thing you can think about is that, man, that was a huge, huge spirit of pride. You know what I mean? That's pride in full effect, because humility is what causes you to see clearer and better. Pride causes you to be blind. And I think about the powerful move of God that happened here in on the Gulf Coast with the Brownsville outpouring. Many were touched around the world, but many, many missed a move of God. And what God's getting ready to do, let me tell you something, what God's getting ready to do on the face of the earth is going to be so powerful. I mean, you're going to see a great awakening that is going to rock this nation. We're believing for an awesome outpouring where you're going to see souls won and saved. We're going to see the glory and the manifestation of God's power in unprecedented ways. I mean, we're seeing waves of that now, but what's going to happen is going to be absolutely, truly remarkable. I mean, we shared on VFN Radio where a man a couple of weeks ago was raised from the dead after 45 minutes of being dead, declared by the doctors. And he was raised back to life with no symptoms, no ramifications, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen people, tumors the size of grapefruits, dissolve in Jesus' name.
That's right.
I mean, we're seeing just prophetic happenings. So this is a warning. This is what's going to happen. This is the word of the Lord. And then people don't heed the warning. A few days later, this is what occurred. This is what happened. I mean, it's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's going to happen is that if you're not moving in quick repentance these days, mm-hmm. if you're not responding to the word of God quickly these days, I think you're going to see a really close connection to the judgment and to the consequences that follow. There used to be a time where you could see there was some distance and listen, it's better to be in the right place with God. But I'm telling you that the power and the glory of God is going to spread, and it's going to be wonderful. But it's going to take all of us who are listening. It's going to take believers all across this country and around the world, but in particular in America, to get their hearts right with God. Get off of reality TV, if you will, and be a reality. Be a real Christian that loves God, that serves God, that abides with God. A believer that does what he says. You hear from God and you do what he says. And a heart that's totally turned and totally devoted to him. Listen, the days are evil and the time is short, and you got to make the most of every opportunity. Days today are fleeting so fast. We talk about this often, Pat and Chris. You know, the days are fleeting so fast, and before you know it, we will be celebrating a new year. We will be celebrating a new year. And you can't live for events and calendars, but you got to listen. You got to seize the day. You got to seize the moment. You got to pause and say, listen, what is happening? What is happening around me? What is happening in my community? What is happening in my nation? And God, how do you want me to personally respond? It's amazing how, as believers, sometimes you can get into a rut or a false mindset to think that it's someone else's responsibility to pray. Mm-hmm. It's someone else's responsibility to get out in the forefront, on the front lines, and lead. It's somebody else's responsibility to hold the ground, namely a pastor maybe, mm-hmm. or an apostle or an evangelist, something like that. But listen, it takes all of us. It takes every believer in Jesus Christ to do his and her part.
Right.
And that's to stand for God and to live for him. I mean, right now you look at the persecution that's taking place all across the world. He's talking about the Syrians, the Christian Syrians right now. They're saying that they are, being absolutely tortured. And we really got to lift and pray them up. We're talking about the Christians in Egypt that just saw churches being burnt to the ground. Burned to the ground.
Wow.
and the persecution that's occurring in China. But I'll tell you that with that persecution, you're going to see the church continue to grow. It's always been. I mean, it happened in the book of Acts. It's happened in China where there's 130 million Christians strong. And my goodness, if it takes persecution, if it takes persecution, then let it be. But my goodness, why does it have to?
Right.
Why does it have to? I'm telling you that we're living in some of the most amazing days, but you don't want to sleep through it. You want to shake yourself of any of being lethargic. You want to shake the person next to you and say, listen, you got to wake up. You got to wake up. You got to wake up and stay close to God. You got to get the sin out your life. You got to turn your heart completely to Him.
Right.
And you have to be willing to hear and obey. Hear and obey. Hear and obey. Listen, a great awakening is coming. The question is, will you be ready when it comes? Will you be right with God and be ready as a servant of the Lord to help others to come to know Him and see His kingdom advance?
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can the Bible be used in a world religion class? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I was recently forced to resign in New York due to teaching the Bible equally amount as I taught out of the Quran and the Vedas. And they forced me out.
Look, I mean, if you've got a curriculum that says you're supposed to teach about world religions, you should not be denied the ability to teach about Judaism or Christianity or Muslim faith, whatever it is, as long as it's projected in an equal way and in a more of a scholastic way, not from a proselytizing standpoint. Look, the fact is you can teach the Bible as a part of the curriculum as long as it's done in an objective manner. We've got great resources on our website. Go to aclj.org. And look on the issue section, and there you'll see what teachers can do and cannot do in the public school classroom.
Learn more about what we do to protect your religious liberties and how you can help by visiting us online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out. And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up. Or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
There is nothing, I meant nothing, Pat, worse than man's religion.
Yeah.
You know, man's attempt to work his way to God.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to get right in my own works and stuff. And there's nothing more enjoyable than a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And that He's called us to walk in intimacy with Him. I mean, the statement, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is not just some pat answer to let somebody know that you're saved. The question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you guys chat? Do y'all talk? I mean, do you hear Him? Do you know His voice? And that, you know, and you may be listening right now and thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I just listened to my preacher talk, or I just listened to my pastor speak, or I listen to teachers, or I read other people who heard from God, which is, you know, that's cool. But, but God loves you and wants to talk to you.
Right.
You know, and people want, they want this, but sometimes they just need a simple plan to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can find that plan. We have a plan for you that can begin you on a simple abiding plan. Because He says in John 15, apart from abiding with me, Jesus says this, you can do nothing.
Right.
And if you want to get freedom in your life, you want to begin to do something, you know what I'm saying? And watch what God's able to do. Begin from the point of success, which is abiding with Him. You can go right now to iabide.org, just like the iPhone, iabide.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like it, go ahead and right there, request an abiding plan. Immediately, you'll be given an abiding plan. It has a video, has how to do it, some simple little steps to do it. And it's not as complicated as religion made it out to be. Listen, God wants to talk with you. Mm-hmm. You can write your own devotional. Listen, just try it for 6 weeks. Just say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm going to begin. Because they say it takes about 40 days to build a habit. Mm-hmm. You know, take 6 weeks out of your life and say, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to abide daily at a certain time in a certain place. And it has all this kind of tell you how to do it. And just watch what happens and see how your life begins. Watch how God begins to speak to you. Mm-hmm. You can find this at iabide.org. Request your free plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Chris, and we were talking about being ready for the day of the Lord, being ready for what is happening, the prophetic happenings in the world today, and being ready for the third great awakening and not missing what God is doing and what he's getting ready to do on the face of the earth. You don't want to miss it. Many people have in times past, but you have got to be determined that I will not miss what God wants to do on the face of this earth. And I don't want to miss what God wants to do in my own life. Mm-hmm. Many people miss God's perfect and pleasing will for their life because they're either asleep or they want to do their own will. But I have found that it is better to follow the will of the Lord and God's plan for your life than for your plan for your life. Mm-hmm. God's plan is always better. Remember, it wasn't your idea to be born. It wasn't your idea to come into this earth. And the Bible says that God knew you in your mother's womb. He knew you before the foundations of the earth, and he knit you in your mother's womb. And all of your days have been ordained. Listen, God knows what's going to happen tomorrow, next month, 10 years from now, before you do. Mm-hmm. So why not rest? Rest in knowing that God has a plan, that he loves me, that his eyes are upon me, and that he cares. He cares. You can take a break. His burden is light. Take his yoke, and let God lead the way. He's writing a story. Don't mess it up. Remember, you're just a character in the story. Mm. Cooperate with the playwright. Cooperate and work with him, and you will see great and awesome things unfold in your life. It's oftentimes when we resist what God wants to do. It's oftentimes when we push back. And let me tell you something. God is a perfect gentleman. He will not make you do what you don't want to do. You have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and allow him to lead you, to guide you, to direct you into his perfect plan. Yeah, sure, it may not make sense to you. Yeah, sure, it maybe it's not what you would have picked out or what you would have decided, but you're not God. And he's the one that has all of the information. So you just have part of the information. You just have what happened yesterday, a few years back, and what is happening at the moment. But God, see, God sees yesterday, last year, everything that happened in the past. He sees what is happening right now in the present, and he automatically knows what's going to happen in the future. And he has context to your life, and he loves you, and he has great and abundant plans for you. And only God knows the things that you have to go through and the things that have to go through you to prepare you for that place and that season in your life. But if you get caught up in there trying to change it and trying to halt it or not cooperate, God's going to say, okay, you got a better plan? Mm-hmm. Okay. See, when you're at work, God's at rest.
But when you're at rest, God's at work.
Come on now. Come on now, Chris. That's right. When you're resting in God and trusting in His will and His plan and what He wants to do in your life, God's at work. He's at work forming you and shaping you and developing you and bringing awesome things to pass. And I think about the life of King David. I think about, oh, precious King David. You know, when I was abiding, I spent some time reading 1 Samuel 19 and 20. And I'm reading these chapters, guys. So I'm reading these chapters. I see that there's a plan here. There's an unfolding that King Saul wants to take David out. Mm-hmm. And nothing at this point that you read in the scriptures indicate that this could have been a result of something that David had done. I mean, obviously, someone's trying to kill you,
right,
the king of Israel, no less. You obviously had to do something wrong.
Right.
Maybe, you know, did David sin against God? Did David sin against Saul? The Bible gives no indication whatsoever that any of those things had happened. But we do know that David is being hunted down and killed, or trying to be killed, by King Saul. This is a perplexing situation if you're David, okay? Yeah. Maybe this is happening in your life. You don't have context. You don't understand. You don't know why things are happening, and they don't make sense. You've searched your heart. You sought God. You feel like you're in right standing with Him. You've repented of everything you known and unknown.
Right.
You've sought counsel. You've submitted yourself. You've laid your life before your authority. You've said, God, what is happening? Mm-hmm. What is happening? And I can only imagine, I can only think about, I mean, put yourself in David's shoes for a minute. Put yourself in David's shoes. David is being hunted down by King Saul. And you got to wonder what was running through David's mind at a time like this. He might have said something like, how did I go? I mean, he's under a bush somewhere, under a rock, and he's just thinking to himself like, I am in trouble. I mean, some people experience bad times and rough situations, but have you ever had a time where you've been in trouble? Mm-hmm. I mean, capital T, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Underscore bold, trouble. And David's sitting and he's wondering, how did I go? How did this happen to me? How did I go from a nameless boy to a seat at the king's dinner table to being hated by the king? I mean, God, help me out here. I'm trying to think and figure this out, but how did I go from this nameless boy who was taking care of sheep, minding my own business, to being in the king's palace, sitting at the king's dinner table, which I thought could never happen to me, and now I'm actually being hated by the king? How did I go from being a shepherd boy to the greatest warrior in Israel? Slaying Goliath, cutting off his head, and giving my king the greatest victory to Israel at this point in battle. Oh, you remember that? I mean, here's David coming to the battle lines, and he takes out Goliath. I mean, most of the soldiers were terrified. King Saul didn't even go himself. He gave David his armor, and David's like, man, I can't even use, I got to use
it. They were hiding behind rocks.
Come on, chattering with their teeth.
Hiding.
And David's like, no, I can't use this. I got to use what God's given me. See, that's the thing. Listen, you can't use somebody else's, Rhema. You know, you can't live off of someone else's word. You got to live off of the word that God's giving you. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important to know when God is speaking to you. You got to have clear. You have to have your own experiences in God. You can't rest on someone else's experiences. David said, listen, I remember what happened with the bear. I remember what happened with
lion.
The lion. And the way God touched me then, he's going to touch me now. And he took Goliath out, cut his head off. Mm-hmm. So he's thinking, how did I go? I mean, how did I go from the shepherd boy, this one moment that could just transition me and threw me into a destiny? And now the king hates me mm-hmm. and wants me dead. We're talking about how bad things happen. You're in trouble and you can't make sense of what's happening in your life, situations that are going on. But it's God's will or your will. David may be thinking, how did I go from a nameless and faceless shepherd boy? I mean, they wrote a number one hit song about me. King Saul, this king, killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of that. They made a hit song of me in Israel, and I was on the Jerusalem 100.
Top 100.
Top 100. I had a hit song, and now I'm being hunted by the king. How did this happen to me? Why me? David's still sitting out there and thinking, my goodness, I'm being hunted. How did I go from a nameless and faceless shepherd boy to be the head worship leader, ministering to the king himself, ushering God's presence, and the king being greatly blessed by my ministry? Only to have the king to try to kill me in my own home. Mm. I mean, David went to his home, was getting ready to go to bed, and his wife said, I think it's all over for you. You need to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And then she put some stuff in the bed, and Saul's men came in and tried to throw a spear through what was just something that was stuffed under the blanket. And David said, how did I go from there? I'm playing my harp. I'm ministering to the king. The presence of the Lord comes in. And now I got a spear that was going to be thrusted in me had I been at that place. Talk about being confused. Mm. Talk about being perplexed, if you will, shredded on the inside. And how many people today are facing a situation in their life that doesn't make rational sense? That's the thing. Oftentimes, people are trying to boil down what God is doing to something that they can understand, that something can fit in their finite mind, even though God is infinite. They want to get things to fit in their mind. And God's saying, what point don't you get? I'm outside of your mind. I'm outside. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. I'm outside not only of the box. I mean, I'm outside of your universe. You know what I'm saying? I'm outside of your universe. And so David, think about this. David had to leave the coolest place in Israel at the time. I mean, he is at the epicenter of what was going on. He was in the king's palace. Mm-hmm. To now being tracked down by those who once esteemed him. Think about that. He's no longer part of what was happening in Israel. And at the same time, he has the other side of him, the enemies of Israel. He's a man without a home, a man without a place, a man who didn't ask for this, that was ushered into this destiny, ushered into the epicenter of what God was doing in Israel, in the king's palace, to now being hunted down by King Saul and stuck by the other Philistines and those that were his enemies. I mean, how did I go, David is saying, how did I go from the son-in-law of the king? I mean, I married his daughter.
Right.
How does this happen? How do I go from the son-in-law to the king to being the head of the king's bodyguard? David was the head of the king's bodyguard, his son-in-law, to being hunted by the king. It just doesn't make sense, natural sense, to his own mind. And there was no reasonable explanation for this. See, people sometimes are going through things and they're looking for an explanation. God, explain this to me. I've got to understand. I've got to figure this out. Do you? Right? I've got to figure this. Got to make sense to me before I... Well, it's not faith if everything has to make sense to you.
Right.
Because listen, many of the things that God does, it's not going to fit in our small, little, infinite mind. Mm-mm. The question is, do you trust God? There was no reasonable explanation for this except God allowed it.
Mm.
It was father filtered. I mean, there was no reasonable explanation for Joseph to be sold into slavery. There was no reasonable explanation for Joseph to be lied on by Potiphar's wife and being thrown into jail. There was no reasonable explanation for him to be sitting in jail for that long. Mm. And all the things that he went through, there was no reasonable explanation for him to be separated from his father who loved him dearly. I mean, you would think, oh my goodness, he needed his father. The only explanation is that God allowed it. It was father filtered. And when we experience things that bring great pain in our life, there's only two ways really to respond. And one way we can get defensive and we can say, you know, self-preservation, this is happening to me. You start attacking everyone. You start trying to, you know, figure things out. You get bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a defense mode.
Right.
You know, the other thing that you can do is you can focus your attention on God and humbly depend on his grace and allow him to bring you through this situation. I mean, there's one of two things. You can move in pride and try to defend and try to get out there and, you know, David could have had a whole campaign going on. Or you can say, my goodness, God, you have allowed this. You've allowed this, and humbly depend on his grace, humbly depend on God who is faithful and true, and allow him to bring you through what it is you're going through. Believe that there is a great purpose for the pain mm-hmm. that you're going through. A lot of times people think that pain is a bad thing. Let me tell you something. Pain a lot of times is a teacher. Pain oftentimes helps you to get past certain issues in your life to bring you into the destiny that God has for you. Pain is not always bad. See, what David didn't realize is that God was doing something in David's life. David was in king training. David was in process. God was working something out of David. And it's amazing that, you know, King Saul was being demoted, right? God was removing King Saul. And God has an interesting, you know, sense of humor. He was using King Saul to train his replacement.
Right.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
To go through the process that Saul didn't go through.
Come on now.
Right.
Exactly. It took the outer King Saul to work on David to cut out the inner Saul in David's heart out.
Mm-hmm.
And David had a process that he needed to go through. He had to go through a season in his life where he had to just go through what God allowed to happen in his life. Oftentimes, it always takes the end of a season, a chapter in someone's life, when you can begin to review and look back at the different moments, good or bad, and say, wow, remember when that happened a year ago? And remember when that happened that month and you thought that it was the worst situation in your life when they said you were no longer going to have a job here.
Mm-hmm.
And it just You got a lump in your throat, a little tear in your eye. And you thought that could have been the worst situation, the worst thing that you ever could have been told, because you were barely making it on that income that you had, and now it was gone. But as you look back, you realize, oh my goodness.
God was just trying to promote me.
God was promoting me. God was bringing me into my destiny. But that looked like such a bad thing in my life. And God was trying to take away so that he can bring you in. Or you look at a situation and, oh my goodness, that person came out of my life and you thought it was the most horrible thing that happened to you. But God knew that person wasn't right for you.
Yeah.
God never told you to be with that person. God allowed that situation to happen so that you can be in the place that you are today. But at that time in your life, you saw it as the worst thing that could have happened. You didn't understand the pain. But when you look back and you see, how many times have I sat across someone who was diagnosed with a terminal illness, that their life was going to be over, and they thought that getting the death sentence, they thought that getting the word cancer spoken over them was going to be the end of it, and it was done for them, and that's the worst thing that could have been said. And at that moment they heard those news, they were sad, they were depressed, they were hurt, they were devastated, only to find out later, I'm talking about a particular situation, that it was the greatest thing that happened to them because it brought them to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I mean, listen, it takes time, it takes context to understand the plan and the will of God, and sometimes it involves pain. Oftentimes it involves struggle that we don't understand at the moment. I mean, look at sporting events, and you look at it's really only after the game, when the game is done, that you can sit back and evaluate how important that one catch was at that moment. And oftentimes the commentators will define the play of the game. And the play of the game was that one moment of an hour and a half or an hour game, however long it lasted, that made the difference. Had that catch didn't happen, had that person was not able to do that one move that broke free, if that one, you know, yard that they got, if that didn't happen, the game would have been lost, over with.
Yeah.
And you think about, my goodness, you look back and you can almost pinpoint, the exact play that changed the entire game. Well, life is filled with many of those moments, game-changing moments, and your response to what happens to you on the field of life can make all the difference in your future. See, David could have got all messed up and thought that it was all about him. But in times of turbulence, in times of pain, in times where you can't understand why things are happening in your life and in this season, let me tell you that the Word of God says that God is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the God of all comfort. And you can trust that God is doing something. He is working out a plan. You can trust him. You can lean on him. You need context to see. But listen, what's happening in your life is not going to kill you. It might just promote you. It may just bring you into your destiny. And we found that David, because he responded right to God, even at the moment that he was presented to him a chance to take King Saul out, and his men were encouraging him, take him out, take him out, take him out. And David was tempted to cut a piece of his robe and later was convicted and said, how could I even do that? How could I even do that? See, if David was thinking about himself and he was filled with thoughts of justification and trying to figure out, that's what that stuff does to you when you sit there and you're contemplating, why me? Why me? Why me? You're not prepared to move into your next part of the destiny in your life. Instead of, God, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to teach me, whatever you want me to get out of this, you're faithful, you're true. I know that you can bring me through this. And David went through a humbling process. He went to a point where he even had to act like a madman to save his life. We're talking about a warrior
mm-hmm.
who's killed hundreds, thousands. Had to act like a madman just to save his life. Listen, allow the things that are happening in your life to bring you into the destiny that God has for you. He is forming you and shaping you for your next season. Don't get stuck on thinking about yourself. Trust in God. Listen, it's all about the defining moments. It's all about those defining seasons. If you look back, you'll go back. If you think about yourself, you'll get stuck. Put your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, and watch him pull you through what you're going through and bring you into the destiny that he has for your life. But you got to trust him, and you've got to fully rely that he is capable of managing and guiding your life. He loves you, and he has an amazing plan for your life, and don't you ever, ever forget it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
But I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet found a body of believers, a gathering of ones that are hearing from the Lord and desiring to position ourselves before God for this day, for this season, let me tell you, if you happen to be in the Gulf Coast region, you need to begin to come and seek out Vine Fellowship Network, this dream center that's being developed, an apostolic center to be able to be one of the foundational parts of the many parts that are in America to be able to turn the nation around. But if you can't, if you're not close geographically, you need to begin to join us virtually and join with all the virtual members that are joining us and listening and staying attuned, because we can stay together. There's so many different ways to connect today through VFN TV, VFN Radio, and every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. on VFN Radio, a live broadcast from a prophetic word just coming out that moment in time from the VFN Dream Center. You need to catch it, be a part of what's going on. There's hope, but you got to get under a message of hope. You got to understand your part. When I read about Dr. Carson's book in America the Beautiful, that the thing, the consistent theme throughout his book, which is really good, but you got to get it. I didn't read it for a long time because I'm thinking, okay, it's going to talk about it, spacious skies, purple seas, and mm-hmm. purple mountains and majesty. And it had nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but one consistent theme other than, of course, God throughout the book is sacrifice, personal sacrifice. And if you want to be a part, if you want to be a part of the kingdom of God, a part, a player in the kingdom, if you want to quit being a spectator, if you're ready to get involved and do, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, not an itching ear dictator, demanding from others what you want to hear, but somebody who says, I want to hear from God and I want to be a doer of the word and blessing all that I do. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network, the VFN Dream Center is for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You know, John, I have been so encouraged listening to you and sharing your stories about Elijah and Isaiah and Maya and how you got to spend time with them at one of their baseball games, how encouraged they were with the fact that, that you were just simply there. Your presence, just being with them, encouraged them. Tell me about that.
Well, that's cool, man. I can understand what you're saying because
yeah.
I feel that way when I know that God is near me.
Yeah.
You know, when I have a relationship with him and I know that he's present, he's not far away.
Mm-hmm.
He's not too far that is, you know, he can't reach out to me, not too far that his eyes are not always on me. And maybe you are listening today and you wish that you had a father to be in your life, or you wish that somebody was there to watch you. I want to tell you that you're not alone. Many of us have experienced the same things in our lives, and we wanted to know more about God ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was a journey. We were all on a journey. Isn't that right, Steve?
Absolutely.
And that journey brought us to a point where, you know what? I want to meet the Father.
That's right.
I want to meet Father God. And so some of us have shared our stories. You know, a lot of it's not pretty, but what is? But what it truly is, it's real.
Mm.
And if you're looking for a story, a real life story that would help encourage you, I want to ask you to find out more at meetmyfather.org, where real people have gone through real things to find the real Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Chris. And we're talking about when things happen that don't make any sense to your own natural mind. And we're talking about the life of King David and how he went from a nameless and faceless shepherd boy to being in the king's inner circle to being hunted down by the king. Talk about a perplexing situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the break, Pat, you were talking about how you could relate.
Oh, yeah.
And how it didn't make sense at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw that God had a bigger plan in store. What were you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is years and years ago. I was working for a particular company and walked in one day and I was handed my walking papers. You know, they were making some cutbacks and basically got laid off that day. And at the time, I'm like, oh, my goodness, don't you understand? I'm like, I got bills to pay. I got right. child support. I mean, I got all kinds of things going on right. at that particular time. And you know, it was devastating, you know. Right. So, you know, I left that day and I'm like, all right, God, what am I going to do next? What's up? I mean, what do I do?
Does it make you have a compassion for a lot of people that mm-hmm. are out of work? A lot of times, you know, if you've never been laid off before or even fired from a position, it could be a really devastating, I know this from experience, but it could be a devastating experience. It's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you have a whole bunch of compassion, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. So, you know, I'm, you know, praying about what I should do. You know, I applied for some other jobs. Matter of fact, I even got hired for a particular job. But then at the same time, God really stirred my heart to really just open up my own business. And, you know, I really was struggling with that. You know, God, mm-hmm. will you bless me if I do this thing? Or should I go? I'm like debating, do I go to do the sure thing,
mm-hmm.
You know you're going to get a paycheck at the end of the week.
Right.
Or do I trust you with this business opportunity and walk by faith? Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do? And I finally got the revelation was the blessing's not on it. The blessing's on me.
Come on.
And when I got that revelation, it was no holes barred.
Wow.
I was like, oof, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
So I just stepped by faith, started writing me a plan, prayed on it. God just started as soon as I wrote it down, things just began to start manifesting.
Mm.
You know, I started with zero budget.
Zero.
I had nothing. And before you know it, I had my business.
Wow. And you're talking about a devastating situation because you got to wonder, why would this happen? How could this happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing that, right. Hey, listen, everything is Father filtered.
That's right.
Now, you were walking with God at the time, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Honoring
absolutely.
The Lord.
Oh, yeah.
No reason, reasonable explanation for this to happen.
No, it was actually my deliverance at that particular time. I didn't realize it, but, you know, God was setting me free and taking me into a whole another realm of trusting him that I hadn't even considered.
But in the beginning of that,
yeah.
How did that feel? Did it feel like a deliverance?
No, at the time it was just like a huge blow. It's like, God, what are you doing to me? What did I do wrong, you know?
Right. It's amazing how you get so locked into a certain situation and you think that that's what it's supposed to be the whole entire time. Not knowing that God has a plan,
mm-hmm.
and if we could just trust the Lord, we trust the Lord, his plan for our life will come to pass, but we want to cooperate with him. We come back in the extra hour, I'm going to share your personal account, what happened to me.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com. or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to BFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcast.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN Torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch. John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com. And click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24-7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out. You know, God's news, behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen,
Get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.